It's the end of the line for the Port Moody Station Museum. The venerable collector of the city's history and artifacts, located in the old Canadian Pacific Railway station on Murray Street that once really was the end of the cross-country rail line, is getting a new name and identity. It will be now known as Pomo Museum. Munuhiken Gabaria, the president of the Port Moody Heritage Society that administers the museum, said it's time to strengthen its current branding to better align with the organization's goals and plans for the future. We wanted to create a brand that would resonate with everyone if you live, work, play and visit here, he said in news release. Hicken Gabaria said the new identity, that also includes a new logo, color scheme, website and social media accounts, will help Pomo Museum stand out from the crowd, grow membership and funding support, as well as encourage visitors to learn more about Port Moody's cultural heritage and history. It's also hoped new funding for capital improvements, operations and programming will come with the fresh, new look. The new branding was developed by Port Moody resident Mike Arsenault, a former communications and marketing executive for national and international companies like Nike, HMV and Levi's. He's also a strident advocate for the local arts and heritage scene who launched his own theater production troupe, the Ioko Players, in 2021. My role was to create a distinctive identity that balances history and culture in a timeless way, said Arsenault, who drew influences from other museums around the world as well as the brand identities of Coast Salish peoples, including the Tsleil-Waututh, Tsleil-Waututh, Kikum, Kwik-Wetlum, Squawu Seven Mesh, Squamish, Xm Theta Kim, Musqueam, Chisi, Katsi, Chichayet, Kikite, and Sol Temek, Sto, Low Nations. You can learn more about Pomo Museum and its programming at its new website.